A political and governance expert, Dr. Eric Oduosai, has called for a legislative instrument to guide successive presidents on the content of their State of the Nation address. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Oduosai explained that the guidelines should spell such as the Fulani Menace, former Guantanamo Bay detainees, the IMF package, and the 10-year National Development Plan.
The president indicated the things that he's been able to do over the past 1 year and to some extent his period in office. In my view, the challenge is that we have not as a nation been able to properly define the content of a State of the Nation address. The reason is that previous or successive governments have always used the occasion to tell their story. This is what Ghanaians want to hear, which is not what the article in the Constitution really wants the president to do. In my view, the article in the Constitution that requires the president to give a State of the Nation address requires the president to give a status quo report of the nation as he has presided over the period 1 year. He failed to mention Fulani issue, which is impacting on internal security, and I think he also did not dwell so much on the two Guantanamo Bay in this country. I know the foreign minister may have explained it to parliament, but as commander-in-chief, I was expecting His Excellency the president to add his weight and throw more light on that one. Again, I was expecting the president to give us a status quo report on where we are with the IMF program. We have gone through the IMF program over a year now. He should have given us a status quo report, a status. Where is Ghana now with the IMF program? The next area I was expecting the president to also mention or highlight on is the 40-year long-term development plan. This was initiated and plans are far advanced to have this document developed. This is a very good move. I was expecting the president to give us a status quo report on where we are in terms of developing a long-term national development plan for the Republic of Ghana. So I know that going forward as a nation, let us develop subsequent allies or subsequent acts to the article that requires presidents to deliver State of the Nation addresses and provide minimum contents that should be in such a statement of a State of the Nation address.